Like, what do they do on a Tuesday for you? Just
Typically on a Tuesday, you just take some time off. You get out there, break a sweat, and just kind of, you know, ease your way back in a little bit.
Were you able to do make that some. All today?
Yeah, I got on the bike. What else to do? I got a lift in, broke a sweat, and that's pretty much it. Went through meetings, and that's all. I didn't really have too many symptoms. I was really mild. You know, my memory was good. Remembered everything. I didn't forget anything. Balance was okay. So everything was turned out pretty good.
Different from the Seattle concussion last year?
A little different. I think it was a little less than that. Yeah, it was a little less than that for sure.
It looked like you landed on your shoulder as well as the side of your head.
Yeah, as well as the side of my head. Okay. Yes.
The shoulder came out all right?
Yes.
The head just was a little groggy.
Yeah, a little.
When you look at that game tape, obviously there is a difference in this offense. Everyone says when you're not in there, what struck you about the struggles in the passing game, especially in that second half?
I mean, I don't know. Just I didn't really look at it like that, you know, because I feel that, you know, if I'm not in there, we can still win a game. You know, I don't think it's just because of one man. You know, you all might look at it that way, but I look at it differently, just from a standpoint of being a leader around here and how I view my teammates. I just feel like they can get it done without me or, you know, without Frank. But not really sure what's going on. It could be a variety of things. It could be the mistakes, the penalties, maybe the play not being the way we wanted it to be as far as the looks. But it can be a variety of different things. I can't really put my finger on it at the moment.
It's a little bit surprising, though, that you're a week 10. You know, you're back. Anquan's back. You got Frank. You're going to get Crabtree back. You have Manningham back. And still struggling to find a football in the passing game.
I mean, it happens. It happens. You know, I've been here. This is my 8th season. And, yeah, it happens. Yeah, you just you live and you learn. Yeah, but it's all about progressing rather than regress. And that's what we're here to do. We're trying to progress and just move things along and just get better. And like I said all the time, it all starts in practice for us. So if we go out, have a great week of practice this week, and carry that over into the upcoming game, I mean, sky's the limit. We can do whatever we want.
So you'll do a contact test Friday before, and then they'll see how your symptoms go.
Thursday, Friday, one of those days, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then going back to New Orleans, what are some of the emotions that you think that'll go through this team knowing what you guys went through in the Super Bowl?
I don't really think it would be any emotions because it's a whole nother game. I mean, the situation is different. You know, we're not playing the Super Bowl right now. We're playing for a spot in the playoffs right now at the moment. We're playing to get the win. So it's different. You know, the Super Bowl's in the past. You know, we let that go. It's all about this season now. But the only way for us to relive that memory is to just bring it into reality. And we do that by winning each and every game. We have to win out. And it all starts by taking it one game at a time.
After we went into the locker room Sunday, did Eric come in there the same, when you were in there as well?
Yes. Yeah.
So were the lights off and the two of you just watching the end of the game?
Yeah, we just sat there watching the game.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was tough. Anytime you're sitting back and whether it's on the sideline or you're watching the game on TV, it's pretty frustrating because you want to be out there helping your team. I mean, ultimately, that's what we're supposed to do. And, you know, it's just tough. It's just tough.
Were you guys in the locker room together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
This is obviously a part of the game, but, you know, when you have multiple concussions, mm-hmm. I mean, can you stop to think or be concerned, you know, for your health?
Yeah, you have to be concerned for your health. You just have to, but you can't really think about it. It's tough to get out of that situation where you're just thinking about your health and not concentrating on the game. You know, it's tough. I don't know how to answer that question because it's tough. I have to think about it because it's a tough spot to be in, you know, especially when it comes to being injured, you know, and a concussion. I mean, that's one of the biggest ones right there. That's one of the biggest ones because anytime you're about to make contact with someone, you're thinking about your head and, you know, it's tough.